Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. Hello, I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History for Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk to you about our art collection. The National Art Gallery first opened at the Manx Museum in 1936, and at that time the collection mostly consisted of works of art by the celebrated Manx artist John Miller Nicholson, and pieces on loan from wealthy patrons. Today the collection contains more than 6,000 works by established Manx artists, or by artists inspired by the Isle of Man, dating from the 17th century to the modern day. Drawn together over 100 years, the collection is varied and eclectic. It includes everything from the earliest known views of the Isle of Man, to engaging portraits of Manx society figures, to our internationally celebrated internment art collection, which provides a rare insight of life behind barbed wire. We have works by leading British artists, including Archibald Knox, Brian Neal, Kevin Atherton, Martin Hearn and Michael Sandel, to name a few. All of them were taught at the influential Douglas School of Art, set up by John Miller Nicholson and his contemporaries in the 1880s to nurture Manx artistic talent. The collection celebrates the Isle of Man as a source of artistic inspiration, with artists capturing the natural beauty of the island or recording the people and the world around them. Our older works of art tell rich stories about the island's history, providing glimpses into Manx life long before photography, whilst our modern pieces reflect something about who we are as a nation and where we want to go.